Won't that be a blessing? Won't be no faith there. It'll be sight. Till then, we have to operate in the realm of faith. I'm glad one day faith came by. I'm glad there is a vehicle of faith. I'm glad there's victory of faith. Glad I'm on the winning side tonight. And one day we'll see. And what a day that'd be. Just as sure as heaven is real, we're going to see Him. So I bless Him for that. And I thank Him. I thank Him what He's doing in this place. And He'll give you some days here, so it'll be a great day there. We've got a few good days here, but don't look for many great days here. But it'll be a great day there. In your Bible this evening, the book of Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. And if you know of any preacher tonight that has brought a big screen in their church service and left the Bible out, you can tell them I said they're stupid. And it'd be okay you use that Bowden vernacular word. You just tell them I said they're stupid. Of course, some places, I guess, folks go to church. Well, I'll just keep all that to myself. I'll try to preach on this outline, God give me. Not getting the flesh. I don't feel good enough to get in the flesh tonight. But boy, we're in a new day, aren't we? You know, when John the Baptist come out of the wilderness, he didn't have a TV in his hand. I think he was screaming, "Turn or burn," wasn't he? We've come a long way from John the Baptist days. I don't even think he had a necktie on. Somebody says something about a girdle and camel's hair. Said he had honey in his beard. Oh my, he had a beard. I like what my pastor said about John the Baptist. He said, yeah, it was so. Said he had heaven on his brow, hell on his breath, and honey in his beard. I like that, don't you? God love him. I wish he was here tonight to preach for me. Luke's Gospel, chat. Ooh, it's good to be saved. Amen. Oh, it's good. Good to be saved. Luke's Gospel. You say, Brother Ken, where's the... See, we got the... Something better than the big screen tonight. We got the big picture. He said this in Luke 4. I'll hurry and get on because I know some of you want to watch the game. If a member of Liberty Baptist Church stayed home tonight to watch that ball game, I hope right now documented at 7:20 something. 7:21, I hope their TV crashed. Amen. I hope it blowed up. It smoked the ceiling when it went off. And they got to call Brother Jason to come paint the ceiling so he'll tithe off what they ain't tithing on. Somebody say amen right there. We ain't got TV repairmen no more. The things that's so cheap and junky, they just throw them in the ditch and go get another. Back in our day, we had console TV. We fixed them. Some of y'all don't know about them rabbit ears and fried squirrel and real living. Luke chapter 4. Remember, Mr. Renee, we got married. We had two channels. Had rabbit ears, had aluminum foil on there. Can anybody testify? And to get channel 46, we'd have to go to the in-laws next door, you know. Y'all young people got it so bad. You got 101 cable stations. Hey, man, you want to see gun smoke? Miss Renette have to go and stand by that window and raise her hand up. And when she moved, gun smoke went off. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Well, Luke 4, verse 30. But he passing through the midst of them went his way. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And he taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For his word was with power. And in the synagogue, there's a man. I'm glad they didn't throw him out, Brother Lee. Because there's some of them Pharisees around there said he ain't dressed like us. His hair ain't cut like us and he ain't drove in here like us. I wanted to preach a message tonight different. And that thing's just a bouncing. I may preach two sermons. But you know, wouldn't it be a blessing if we could just, and y'all just kick it out of gear just a second. I'm going to let you sit down a minute. I'm not going to pull a D. McNeese on you, make you stand 45 minutes and read my text. Go on, sit down. Y'all all right? But I want you to take your mind out of gear this minute. I want to make a statement. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we just open this book and let Jesus teach us how to act? Instead of the brethren. You know, the brethren, they have all their laws and their regulations. These independent preachers tickle me, and I am one. But I've got no issue. I preach in Southern, Eastern, Western. It don't matter to me. And somehow we say if you come to Jesus, He'll take you. But now when you get to Him, He's mad at you. I mean, ain't that some kind of something? I wish we'd get in our Bible and see how Jesus done thing. See how Jesus went to church? Because this is what He said. In the synagogue there's a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and he cried out with a loud voice. Some of y'all would be hunting the back door right then. I mean, ain't that right? I mean, a little shouting tears some of y'all up. This is what he was saying. Let us alone. I mean, can you imagine walking to church and there was one individual sitting there and he was screaming all by himself, let us alone. Let us alone. I know what some of my redneck crowd would say. We ain't bothering you. Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? You say, well, I thought he is alone. No, you're never alone. You're either with the devil or you're with God.
It ain't no middle ground. Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Well, the devil knows who Jesus is. Look here. Jesus rebuked him. Said, hold thy peace and come out of him. Watch this. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Now I'm going to say this. The devil don't want to let go very easy. Boy, it's easy to get to him, but it's hard to get away from him. You know, devil never did want to let me go neither. The devil don't want to let any sinner go. But we've got to realize this, that Jesus sees something besides the devil in people. I'm glad He had an interest in me. And had an interest in you. And Jesus rebuked him, said, hold you peace. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this. And that's what I want to preach from tonight on this thought. On what a word is this. Oh, what a word is this. I want to say, first of all, it's an authentic word. This is authentic. This is a wonderful, wonderful book. What a word is this? For with authority and power He commandeth unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of Him went out into every place of the country round about. Now, what a word is this? It is authentic. I want to say in John 1:1, it is a sent word. Sent word. You know, the devil, he hates any church where the word is. Matter of fact, I've noticed this. The devil will about let you do a whole lot of things, but he don't want this in your hand. Because it's an authentic word. You see, it's a sent word. John 1, in the beginning was the Word. Not from the beginning, but in. He said, for anything come around, there was the Word. And He said the Word was with God. And watch this, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Boy, the Word has been here forever. And it's authentic. It is a sent Word. Look in verse number 14. And the Word was made flesh, Jesus, and dwelt among us. He come and lived, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Watch this. Full of grace and true. You know, people like the grace part, but they don't care much for the truth part. People want a lot of grace, but they don't want to deal with the truth. And he said, boy, this is full of grace and truth. Now tonight, what kind of word is this? It is an authentic word. It is a sent word. Isn't it amazing how God sent us a word? There's been times in my life, I sure am glad He sent me a word. Some of you tonight, you need a word for your life. Well, let me tell you where you'll find a word for your life. It's in the book of God. The Word of God. Young people, it's authentic. It is original. It is God's book. It's God breathed. And this is an authentic book. The King James book. And so we see this word is authentic. It is a sent word. But then look in 2 Peter, if you would, tonight. I want you to look at a statement In 2 Peter 1 and verse number 15, it is a sure word. I'm glad it's sure. Peter's writing, he says this in 2 Peter 1 and 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we've not followed cunning devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." This voice which came from heaven, Peter said, we heard when we were with Him in the holy mountain. And this voice, it came from heaven. But he said in verse 19, we have also, here it is, a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, till the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, he said, you know all about God that you want to know. He said, it's right here in your hand. All you got to do, he said, he's no respecter of person. All you got to do is dig in here and dig it out for yourself. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. In other words, the old timers, the old prophet didn't sit down and say, well, we're going to write a Bible. He said, no, but they were holy men of God. And look what it says. They spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, this is an authentic word because it's a sent word, but because it is a sure word. He said, matter of fact, you can bank your life. Do you realize everything that our faith holds tonight is upon the Word of God? And so it is an authentic word. It is a sent word. It is a sure word. But in Hebrews 1, look what the Bible says here about this book tonight. Hebrews chapter number 1, it is the spoken word. This word speaks to you. Somebody said, well, it's not the living Bible. Well, it sure is alive to me. Because it talks to me. I mean, it's amazing how it's a talking Bible. It's a true Bible. Trusted Bible. Now watch what he says. God... Boy, that's a good subject. God, who at sundry times or different times, He said to different manners in different, diverse ways, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet. Now, God had put a message in a prophet. They didn't have a copy of the Word of God. And he had proclaimed to the people that message, a prophet of God. Boy, I would love to listen to some fiery sermons of Elijah, the weeping prophet of Jeremiah. Boy, how these men proclaimed the story that God put in their heart. But he said now in verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us how? How's He spoke to this generation? By His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Hey, young people, Darwin, if he didn't get saved, died and went to hell. If you got one of them stickers on the back of your car, which you wouldn't be here tonight, no way. But if you got a fish on the back of your car and got them little legs stuck out, that means you're an infidel. You see, it wasn't the Bang Theory, and we didn't come out of a mud puddle from a tadpole to a terrapin to a monkey. God spoke it, and it was done. And can I tell you tonight, this is what He said. He said, if you want to know something about Him, then I'm going to tell you the way you're going to know it, about this book. He said He hath in these last days spoken to us by His Son. Well, who's that? It's the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. This is the Word. This is the Lord Jesus tonight. The bread of life, the Word of God. Christ as the Word. Now, I want to say this. It is authentic because it's sent and sure, but because it is spoken. Now, watch this. Words reveal thoughts. Christ is the great revealer of God's thoughts. That's why He speaks of Himself as the Alpha and Omega in Revelation 1 and 11. Alpha and Omega are the first and the last letter of the Greek alphabet. Letters make words, and Christ is all the words to reveal God. He said, if you want to know something about God, you'll find it in My Bible, because that's the way I'm talking to you in this day and this hour. If a man comes by with a new doctrine or a new way or a new idea, if it don't line up with this book, the Bible says, then he's Antichrist. Don't even wish him Godspeed. God is sincere about this book. Matter of fact, He holds it above His name. His Word is very important. I'm glad I go to a church where His Word is priority and His worship is prevalent. You wonder why God's here? Because His Word, His Son, is here. And God said, if you want to know about Me, you'll find out about Me by the Word. Boy, isn't it amazing the way God has spoken to us through His Son in the Word of God. Now, tonight, I want to say the Word is authentic. What a Word is this? It is authentic. But number two, not only is it authentic, it is authoritative. Boy, I tell you, I want to say that it has power. It is very authoritative. What thus saith the Lord is what we ought to be preaching. The Word is what matters tonight, because it is authoritative. Now, watch this in verse number 32. They were astonished at His doctrine, for His Word was with power. Word was with power. Now, then verse 36. They were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? It is a God word. It was the Lord Jesus. He's the Word. Isn't that amazing? Jesus Christ in the fashion of the Word. Did you know He's the bread of life? He's the rose of Sharon. He's the drink of water. He is everything that we'll ever need within the pages of this book. He's everything. Isn't that amazing? And the Word became flesh. If you want to know what the Bible said, look at Jesus, because He is living it and walking it. Wouldn't that be a blessing if we could walk like that when people would see it? The Bible says we are an open epistle, read of all men. Boy, when you see Jesus, honey, there was the Word. What manner of Word is this? It is an authentic Word, but it is an authoritative Word. Jesus' words has power. You'll notice in verse 36, He had power to cast out. They were all amazed, spake among them, saying, what a word is this? Boy, I'm glad He has power to cast out. In Mark 4:35, I'm glad He has power to calm down. The storm got up. And they run and woke up Jesus. And you know what He done? You know what He used? The Word. He didn't use a weatherman. He spoke to the wind and the waves. And you know what He said? Peace. Be still. His Word went out. And they laid down. Aren't you glad that He has the kind of power to calm things down? Matter of fact, next time in your life when you toss to and fro, if you'll just get a hold of the Word, He's got something in there that'll calm you down. I want to give you parents good advice. When your children's acting crazy, get in the Word, it'll calm you down. Well, the devil loves to run you crazy, but ain't it amazing in our storms when we can get a hold of the Word of God, how it can calm us down. There's times I don't know what to do, but I've never yet got into that book that He didn't give me something to calm me down. Wouldn't that be a blessing for we whooped any of our young'uns, we got in the Word of God and got calmed down. Wouldn't that be a blessing before we talk to our wife real ugly, we'd get in there and get calmed down. I'll hit your pew in a minute, just keep sitting there. I'll be by in a minute. But boy, isn't it amazing the way the Word can cast out? Isn't it amazing the way the Word can calm down? And isn't it amazing the way the Word can clean you up? Boy, something about this Word that has authority. When I open the Word of God and it begins to cut in my life and deal in my life. Some of you, you'll have to admit, it's not this preacher the reason you're living closer tonight. It's because the Word of God has went out of a pulpit and God has convicted you of your lifestyle and has began to clean you up. You see, a lot of people has doctrine backwards. They're thinking that, you know, everybody ought to be cleaned up when they come to church. But honey, let me tell you, every fish that Jesus cleaned, He had to catch it first. A lot of y'all trying to get them cleaned up and they ain't never caught them. No wonder they dress funny and look funny. And I'm going to tell you something right here, young boys, before I go further, because I'm going to close pretty quick. You ought to get you the right kind of haircut. And you don't need funny things stuck up in your face. You don't. How can you get a job looks like you done fell up in an ink well? How can you get a job with your britches down your backside and your hat turned sideways? How you think you ever going to do anything in this life looking like a thug? Man, you think you'd have come in, hopping in with an attitude and your cap sideways and your britches down. You look like you'd fell up in an ink well into four tackle boxes. I mean, man, they went from hooks out of their nose into their tongue, hooked all up in their eyebrow. If I had that kind of stuff in my head, I'd go to the doctor and say, get some needle nose pliers and set me free, glory to God. Y'all know I'm a preaching right up in here tonight. You ought to do right, look right. You can get you a job when you get 16 and pay your bills. Quit freeloading on your mom and daddy. Somebody say amen right there. You little Nintendo king and queen. You ought to do right and dress right. But let me tell you something. There's some people that don't know what you know. And we that know to do right, we ought to do right. Dress right, talk right, and do right. But it's some people don't know how to do right. So be careful not to point your finger at them that don't know. And be careful when they come to our church and they look like they've been in an ink well and they look like they fell in a tackle box and they ain't got enough dress on to clean out a gun barrel. You love them. You hear me tonight? You just love them. And you let Jesus sort everything else out. You don't work for the FBI. I don't work for the FBI. We're to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of y'all think that, well, God died, left you in charge. You ain't in charge. They's hurting people out there. We got grandbabies on the wrong road. We got babies on the wrong road. They need the love of Christ in their heart. They need a church that'll love them tonight. They got enough religion dropouts. They got enough pharisaical places. They need somebody that'll love on them. And you know what? I love it when rough folk get saved. I really love it when the fight breaks out and they're on my side. Don't get quiet right there, you little mealy-mouthed rascal. You little backstabbing preacher, little billy goat sissy-looking something. Scott, I've had a disc out and a kidney stone. I'll whoop you tonight. Yeah, man! That's God, we're a crippled-looking bunch. I guarantee you I ain't scared. And you young'uns ought to do right and grow up and be somebody. Amen. Be somebody. Love these little old girls nobody else loves. Be a friend to them. Bring them to church. Bring them to church. I don't care what they wear. Bring them to church. Care what hair they got. Bring them to church. Jesus has sorted all that out. Sort all that out. It's authentic. It's authoritative. You know, the Word accomplishes what He sends it. You know how come I got saved? Because I heard the Word. He said, preach the gospel to every creature. He wants everybody to hear the love of Jesus. I close with this. What a word is this? It's authentic. It's authoritative. But I want to say lastly tonight, it's effective. This book has changed my life. This is the book for me. All 66 book. I want to say it's effective. How's it effective? I wish I had energy to tell you. I want to say this tonight. It advises its hearers. It advances its readers. It alters its listeners. It answers our questions. It angers the world. It arms the church. It arrays the soldiers. Its arrows are hot. It assaults the enemy. It astonishes its readers. It's availing in its purpose. It's awakening in its preaching. And it's awesome in its power. It's beautiful in its setting. It's balanced in its pages. It's believable in its stories. I believe a big fish swallowed a backslidden Baptist preacher. This boy threw a shot at me this week, walked up to me. He said, hey, heard you preach. Jesus got baptized by the Baptist preacher in town. I said, that's what the book said. It's believable in its stories. It benefits its readers. It bestows His kindness. It blesses His people. It brags of our Savior. It's bold in its delivery. Its book is read by millions. It's borrowed for a while. It's bottomless in its grace. And it's boundless in its mercy. It's bound by the blood. It's bread for the hungry and breath for the hurting. It is bright in its light. It's my buckler and shield. It's bundled in love and it's burning down in my heart. It's capable in its job. It's caring in its nature. It challenges my heart. It changes my path. It charges my battery. It chastens my backside. It cheers my spirit. It cleanses my sin. It clears my conscience. Oh, it's hard. Lay down your conscience hurting you, ain't it? Clothes my nakedness. Comforts my soul. Commands my duties. Commends my work. Communicates His message. Compares to none. Compels me to serve. Boy, ain't it something how a preacher get up and preach in this thing. You're ready to go charge and bite a pine tree. It confirms His love. It confounds the world. It consoles the hurting. It confuses the wise. It continues forever. It converts the lost. It corrects the saints. And it cuts my flesh. It covers it all. It declares His truths. It's deep in facts. It defends our faith. It demonstrates His power. It describes the Lamb. It desires to be loved. Turn me up, sound man. It is despised by the world, but it desires to be loved. It's direct in approach. It's different than any others. It doctors the sick, and it's dear to me. It eases our pain. It edifies our people. It encourages its hearers. It enriches our life. It enlarges our coast. Its epistles are mighty. Its equals are none. It's exceeding in instruction. It's everlasting in meaning. It's excelling in power. It's excellent in practice. And it's eternal in keeping. It fashions to holiness. It's faultless in error. Feeds the hungry. I mean, I'm just sitting down under my porch. I'm just writing this stuff down. Say, Lord, I'm just going to quit preaching and go to writing books. It fills the empty. It forgives the guilty. It frees the captive. It favors us all. It gives. It glorifies. It governs the body. It's God's book. It's glorious. It's good news. It's the gospel. It's the grace of God. It's greatly to be sought. It is a guiding light. And it is good for all. It's healing waters, it's holy word, it's heaven's book, has hell's answers, it is my hiding place. Amen. Two more pages. It's ideal for all, identifying to the church, it's impulsive to some, but it's important to me. It's inspired, it's incredible, it's inherited, it's indispensable, it's indisposable, it's indisputable and indissolvable. It's intense, it's endorsed, it's indwelling, it's intimate, it's intolerant, it's intoxicating. Thank God, I'm glad I'm drinking out of the right book tonight. Amen. Y'all have to tell me I'm PUI. Preaching under the influence. Hallelujah. Intoxicated, intriguing, entrusted, investing, inviting, involving the instrument of the Holy Ghost. Joy unspeakable. The journal of God. The journey with grace. The Jesus book. Justly in order. Joyful like none. jubilous in praise and there on judgment day. It is kept. It is key. It's about the King. Tells of His kingdom. His knowledge is its virtue. It's knocking in its business. It kills. It kisses. It kindles. Its knowledge is overwhelming. It's known by His own. It's the law of God. The Lamb's book. The love of God. Light unto my path. It's large and it lacks nothing. You little NIV-toting sissy. It's labor intense. You don't think it run around with it an hour. It's laborious in action. It's a ladder to Jesus. A lamp to my feet. A language to all. A love to all. A lantern in the dark. Last page. It's a latch on the door. It's lawful to live by. It's a light to lead by. Leads to still waters. Lays us down in green pastures. It's a letter of grace. It's a lecture of goodness. It's the ledger of God. It's legal to use. It's the legacy of the Son. It's legendary in power. It's legitimate in promise. It's lend. Lord, I sound like a doctor. It is lended for a while. It is lethal to reject it. It's life given to believe it. It's liberal in giving. Amen. The only liberal that God likes is a giver. Somebody say amen to that. It's a library of God. It's lifting in spirit. Limitless in using. It's liberal in translation. Living in my heart. Lodging in my soul. Lofty in my mind. Longing to know You. Looking to see You. It magnifies our Savior. It maintains my happiness. It's manifold in wisdom. It's manifest in these last days. It's needful in our town. It's necessary in our lives. It is neglected by most, but it is, this is amazing to me. It's amazing to me. Listen to it. It's new every day. A lot of you got them old books. You read them inside and out, and you know what it's going to say when you pick it up, but not this book. It's amazing. I've read story after story and get up, Brother Adam, and it says something new to me. It's new every day. It's noteworthy. It's nothing like it. It's offensive in its preaching. It's opposed by its enemies. It's omitted by our government. It's ordained by our God. It's passionate, perfect, and plain, and wants to be preeminent. It's questioned. It's quick, and it's quoted. It's recorded and regarded, but rejected. But remains sharp. It is simple, it is sure, it is seeking, and it is so good. It talks, and it teaches, and it testifies, and it's true. It's unbelieved, undefiled, unspeakable, and upright. It's victorious, it's vigilant, a voice like no other. It waits, it warns, it warms, it witnesses. It was for yesterday and today, and it's zealous to know You. What a word is this. And you remember when you pull up in the parking lot at Liberty Baptist Church, you're pulling up where Jesus goes to church. The living Word of God became flesh and walked around among us. Boy, God must have thought a lot of us to give us His Son, oh, by the Word of God. Appreciate you being here tonight. Stand with us. You send all them people them messages and you'll be all right tonight. Amen. I'm glad He still saves old sinners. Thank God I've got a copy of the right kind of Bible. This is not any old Bible to do. I'm going to stay with what's worked. It's just good to be saved. Now, turn around and tell folks that it's still good to be saved. Turn